Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
This week that we got a phone call from, I think it was Kieran, Kilkenny lad living in London. That morning he had found a wedge of documents on the street in London, and it referred to a woman called Rose Ellen Maguire, wasn't it? Yeah, Ellen Rose Maguire, I think. And the only connection was Listenesky, and we managed to find relations of Ellen Rose Maguire, and unfortunately she died about 8 weeks ago. But anyway, we've reunited those documents. Looking at this, the next one that's on our screen, I think it's much harder. Margaret, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
And now, who are you looking for? Keep to throw out as many clues as you can without obviously giving away any of your own information that you don't want to give away. But who are we looking for, when, where, and what's the connection?
I'm looking for a man called Dominic. He came to Cavan in 2014, July 2014,
okay,
and came to a grave there in Cavan. He said his mother was buried there. Now, that woman he talked about, her first name was Kate, and she was my aunt.
Okay.
I never knew her, but we were never aware that she had a child. Now, the man is... he did meet two of my cousins. No, he spoke on the phone with a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
The day that he came to the grave, my cousin had just buried her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And the undertaker was at the grave at the time, and he phoned her and put the man on mm-hmm. phone to her. She wasn't really in a position to talk, as you can understand. He just said that he asked her, was that grave hers? And she said, well, my parents are buried there and my grandparents. And he said, well, my mother is buried there too. And she said, oh, who? And he said, my mother, Kate, is buried there. And she said, oh, no, I mean, she was never married. She never had any children. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, you know, she had me. And he came the next day to her sister's house.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that lady wasn't, she was busy at the time. She was looking after her husband, who was very ill, and didn't really talk to him. This was in 2014. Now, I only got to know about him just over a month ago when I met my two cousins at another funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And they began to tell me about this man. And I've been trying to locate him. They said he told them he was from Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
But haven't been able to.
So we're looking for a man called Dominic from Dublin who visited a graveyard in Cavan in 2014, 5 years ago, in July 2014, to the grave of a woman called Kate. It was other people buried in the grave. And he believes Kate is his mother.
His mother.
And if Kate is his mother, is this man now your cousin?
This man will be my cousin.
Oh, okay. And
I would dearly love to contact him. I would dearly love to meet him, you know, and find out about his life, because we never knew he existed. And both my father and all his family are now dead, you know. So there's nobody I can even ask.
So what age group would Dominic be?
They think he's in his 70s.
70s, okay.
70s, so, and as I said...
Was Dominic on his own when he visited his mother's grave?
No, there was a lady with him.
And do you have any sense who that lady...
We don't know. They didn't really talk
friend,
to him. My cousins didn't
daughter,
really talk
wife.
To his friend, or could be his wife.
And why do you think he's from Dublin?
He said he had come from Dublin.
Yeah.
So that's the only lead I have.
Did anyone
social media and everything like that, but nothing.
And did anyone get an accent or tall, small description of him?
He wasn't that tall, and he sort of was round-faced. They said, what they told me was that he didn't look like my father or their father. My father and their father were both very tall, angular type of men. But I did have, they said he looked more like a different uncle.
There was a family resemblance.
They thought it was a bit of a family resemblance, all right.
And when did Kate die, do you know?
In 1972.
And what age group was Kate when she died?
She was 61 when she died.
Oh, God, that's very young.
And
she... did she die in the home place, or she was away walking?
No, she was away. She died in a different county, and I never met her. I was only young at the time, and I never met her or knew anything.
And you were
about
all
her,
the family, know? Insofar as the family knew, but the family that did know around during Kate's time, they never knew she had a child.
No.
Okay. But you believed the story. The family believed the story.
Well, I mean, I think so. I mean, I can't see why this man would turn up, and you know, he must have done research. He had with him when he came to the second lady's house. Mm-hmm. He had with him a photograph of the gravestone.
Okay. Now, do you think? And I understand why things were difficult at the time. A number of people were going through bereavements. I'm almost at the same time. Would he have thought maybe? No, they don't want to know me.
That's possibly. Possible. You know, it is possible. And you know, that wouldn't be the case, because since that, one of my cousins that he had spoke to on the phone, her daughter had tried through social media to track him down as well, you know. And then, as I said, we only got to know about this. You know, my father had a very big family, and he was the youngest of 13.
Yeah.
And my Aunt Katie, we called her, would have been one of the older members of the family.
And you mentioned that Katie wasn't married, and you didn't know she had any children.
No.
And what did she work at? What did she do?
I really don't want to go into that.
That's my mistake.
As I said, he may not know much about her, you know?
Oh, yeah, okay. So you're saying to Dominic, on behalf of the family, of Kate's family, his mother's family, that you would love to establish contact.
I would dearly love to make contact with him.
Okay.
I would.
Well, hopefully, now there's a lot of Dominics in the country, and there's a lot of Kates, but the Cavan, do you want to name the graveyard in Cavan? Would that help us? No?
It's very specific.
It is,
He should remember.
Dominic, if you visited a graveyard in Cavan in July 2014, if you were standing at a headstone, among other names on it was a woman called Kate, you know the surname if you're listening. This is Margaret, and we have our phone number and all our contact details, and they would love to get in touch with you and embrace, is that the right word? Embrace someone who they now believe is their cousin. Okay, yeah. Margaret, okay. That's incredible. So you've tried hard, I know, and got nowhere, but we'll do our best. We'll spread the word. I was only thinking the other day of the two Indian sisters that we reconnected a number of years ago.
Yes, I saw that.
An incredible story of the woman who used to come over every bank holiday. That's what I was thinking about. Every bank holiday weekend, including Patrick's Day. And this woman was Sunita, her name was, from just outside London. And she would walk around Dublin looking for her sister, who basically ran away from him. Vicky, two beautiful women, fantastic characters and personalities. And I think it was after a bank holiday, she was being driven back to the airport, and the taxi driver, fair play to him, at 10 to 3, she was upset in the back of the car. He asked her why. She told him, and he said, come on, we'll ring Liveline. And she came on at 5 to 3 to tell this remarkable story of not seeing her sister, I think, for 47 years. And by 5 o'clock the next day, they were talking to each other on the phone. So hopefully this might have a warm outcome as well, Margaret. Margaret, thanks indeed. That's
okay,
Margaret, looking for a man called Dominic, who has a mother called Kate, who visited a graveyard, Dominic did, in July 2014, and met some people there and said, this is my mother, but there was other things going on, bereavements, unfortunately. So there's a warm welcome awaiting him and his family. 51551.